Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need reminders of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, of course, if you like to give us a call, we're supposed to have Daniel New here, but so far he hasn't shown up, so we'd be glad to talk to you. If you call us at 1-800-259-5791, but Daniel New was going to talk about his son, Michael New, who, of course, had refused to wear the UN blue on his uniform as they were bringing the one of the military units that he belonged to under United Nations control. And he said this was certainly, a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. He was not to serve under a foreign flag for a foreign nation. That's what the rules of the army are. But, of course, they got him for disobeying a direct order, even though the order was illegal. And, of course, the Supreme Court won't hear this. Why? Well, because, of course, the Supreme Court is controlled by people who go along with the globalist agenda, and that's really what it's all about. The whole idea, eventually, we will do away with our army, and, of course, we will certainly have a one-world army. They want a one-world court. They want a one-world army. They want a one-world police force. That's the Interpol. They want a one-world assembly. That's the General Assembly. They want an executive branch, and they have their executive branch. That's the Secretariat. Everything is in place. The only thing they need right now is a tax, and although they're getting money from the various countries, once they have that tax, and I think it'll only be a matter of time before they get it, then they will have everything in place for the government, and this is what it's really all about. This is what the Security and Prosperity Partnership is about. This is what the NAFTA highway is about. This is what the North American Union and the European Union and the South American Union and the African Union and the Asian Union and the Union of Arab Countries. It's all about bringing about a one-world government. And this has been the goal of the secret societies down through the ages. The Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order. That is the interpretation of that. And, of course, all you need to remember is when George Bush concluded his second inaugural address, he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, and then he puts in a couple of sentences there, phrases to confuse you, but then he concludes with, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope? The new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? You go up on the internet and Google it in, and you'll find it's Novo Ordo Seclorum, the slogan that's on the back of the dollar bill. It was placed there in 1782 by a group of people who were dedicated to this whole idea of the one-world government. And of course, Michael New certainly tried to block that, what he was doing, whether he realized it or not, when he refused a direct order to assume and to take on the UN blue, was to challenge the authority of some of the richest and most powerful men in the world. Well, this isn't... Michael New who did, but right now we have Daniel New with us, who is Michael's dad. Hi, Daniel. Do you remember when we had lunch together at a restaurant there? I even forgot where it was, but I remember we had a wonderful time.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think my memory doesn't go that far back anymore.
All right, fine. Well,
I'm actually gotten to the point now I can hide my own Easter egg, so,
Okay. And you're always surprised when you find them, huh?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I've even forgotten what a conference it was, but I remember that we were sitting outside in this almost garden-like atmosphere talking about your dreams and your aspirations, and we'll talk more about it in a few moments.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Dew's father, Daniel Dew. So, Daniel, why don't you tell us, what the implications are of the fact that the Supreme Court would not hear your son's appeal. It seems to me that they weren't very interested in trying to address the globalist implications of your son's decision to violate a great a direct order. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the court would say, and those representing the court would say, that what was at issue there in the court had nothing to do with Michael or with his issues regarding the United Nations. The issue that we've been fighting for 11 and a half years in the courts has been a question of whether or not the initial court-martial in 1996 was flawed because he was not allowed to introduce evidence in his own defense. So rather than been fighting the proper battle, we've been fighting a legal battle over due process and over the standard of review. And first of all, it was over jurisdiction, but that was finally settled by exhausting every court in the land on both sides of the fence, both military and civilian. So we finally got that out of the way. But because for a long time the Army was arguing, well, this is a political matter, doesn't belong in a military court. Then we go to a civilian court and they say, no, this is a military matter, doesn't belong in a political court. So we hit them all. And we hit four on the military side and four on the civilian side. In the end, they just said, Judge Friedman in the district court argued this was a congressional matter. Congress should have taken care of this little problem a long time ago, and we can't argue with that. Congress, there's been a real interruption of the balance of powers when the president issued this illegal executive order back in 94, And President Clinton issued an order for the, Presidential Decision Directive number 25. And which he, and for those of your listeners who may have not been up to speed on that particular one, if that one missed them, that's the executive order where Mr. Clinton authorized Mr. Clinton to ignore the Constitution and to ignore Congress, to ignore existing statutory law, and to place American soldiers under the United Nations without their permission and against their wishes, and I think in violation of the constitutional duties. So, at any rate, we didn't get to those merits. We've never gotten to those merits, and it looks like we never will, because we've lost on due process. We were not Michael was not allowed to introduce evidence in his own defense in the court-martial, and therefore the Army very cleverly kept the battlefield somewhere else. You know, if you're a military guy and you're a general in an army and you know you're about to get beat, why, the smartest thing you can do is a tactical advance to the rear and go find yourself another battlefield where you might have a better chance of winning. And that's what they did. They took us to into arguing technicalities instead of arguing the merits of the case. And so,
but wasn't there somebody who could keep them from doing that?
There was nothing we could do about it. I mean, in the beginning, when he put, we came forward with a ton of evidence to prove that the order, the uniform change, was unauthorized by Army regulations. The chain of command was unconstitutional, and the deployment, it turned out, to Macedonia was illegal, although Michael did not know that in the beginning. You mentioned in the beginning of your monologue there that Michael may or may not have understood what he was doing, and I think on his level at 22 years old, he did, because at one point he was filling out a questionnaire, he told me once, and among other things, he had to list his MOS, his military occupational specialty, and of course they all knew all the answers to that stuff, but it's just pro forma stuff. So instead of putting medic, he put saving Western civilization, which brought not a smile to the eyes of the sergeant, who didn't think it was funny, but he was just messing with him a little bit, and he understood the gravity of the steps that he was taking. But when the judge says to this court martial, to the jury, he says, "Gentlemen, I've looked at the evidence, and Stan, I'm convinced that there's no way that they could have found five men in the army who would have voted to convict him if they had been honest men, if we could put the evidence on the table." And so the judge says to the jury, "Gentlemen, I've looked at the evidence. I have decided the order was lawful. Therefore, you will not be allowed to see any evidence. You will answer one question. Did he or did he not obey the order?" And of course, but he was guilty on those terms.
But of course, the thing is that it is a precedent that you are not to follow an unlawful order. That was the Nuremberg precedent.
That's right.
And
that's
if you were right. Given an order that was illegal, why, you had a moral and legal obligation not to obey it. And
that's right.
And so they totally ignored the Nuremberg precedent then.
He declared by fiat that the order was lawful. And when he did that, he put us in a position of insisting, wait a minute, we're not allowed to present our evidence. So all of our appeals had to be based upon that first, because otherwise we've been through a kangaroo court. And that's exactly what we've done. We've gone through a kangaroo court system. And so it's been an important battle for military personnel, a battle which we've lost, and the National Institute for Military Justice actually came in on that last go-round and filed a brief, an amicus brief on our behalf with the court, friend of the court brief, saying, wait a minute, you know, you can't do this to military people. They've got to have the right to defend themselves. You're destroying the standards of review that are very well established. But even at that, and someone said to me, why on earth would they be willing to upset their standards of review that have been so carefully crafted for 40 years? And that's, the courts almost seem to care more about that than they do about who wins and who loses. And the only thing I can think is that you can either, sometimes when you're caught out, you know, when you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, you have a choice of either looking like a fool or letting the truth be known. And I don't think they want the truth to be known that what's happened here is that there's treason afoot, and that this republic is being systematically dismantled and destroyed, and it's better to be thought incompetent than to be thought traitorous.
And of course, you know, it's really very interesting that according to this terrorist act, I've forgotten if it's the Patriot Act or one of the others, but the definition of a terrorist is somebody who wants to change our form of government. Well, that would mean that these people, these globalists, the CFR people, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, all of these other people who want to bring in this new world order, by the very definition of our own laws, are terrorists, and of course should be handled appropriately. But of course the chances that that will happen are very slim. But these people have no loyalty to America. David Rockefeller said as much in his memoirs on page 405. And if you haven't read what he said there about, you know, he and his family have been accused of being a cabal that was plotting against the United States, you know, to create a new economic order. And then he wanted to plead guilty to that, if that was the charge. He, for all intents and purposes, without any question, admitted he is a traitor to America. His loyalty is not to America, but to this new global system, this new global economic and political system that he and his followers follow. And here's this little guy named, you know, Michael New, who's challenging the richest and most powerful men of the world. Well, of course he had to squash him, but by so doing, why, it should become very, very obvious to anybody studying the case who the real traitors are to America.
Yes, we agree with you 100%, of course. And as I was talking to a fellow today who's a veteran who, to be honest, oh goodness, it was just an hour ago, up in Seattle, and this old sergeant from World War II, veteran, who I honestly thought that he was going to possibly expire on me on the phone call. He was so distraught. He had not heard the words, and I was trying to encourage him. Look, you know, we're frustrated. We're very frustrated, and we're not happy. But keep in mind that, first of all, as believers, as Christians, we serve a higher power, and we mustn't let our eyes come off of that the blessings of God have been on this nation for a long time as it recognized God. But when it ceases to recognize God, it loses those blessings, and that happens in history. And so it's not the end of, it may be the end of the republic, but it's not the end of the world, and we happen to be on the winning team.
Well, I think, of course, people have to understand that there is a spiritual aspect to this whole movement for globalism. And until you understand what energizes these people in this age of plan that goes back 6,000 years to bring about this world government, this is what motivated certainly Nimrod and the leaders of Assyria and the pharaohs and certainly the other great ancient civilizations. They all wanted to create this world government. This is what certainly energized Alexander the Great in his desire to bring about this world government. And he did come, at least as far as the known world, pretty close to get everything in the western part of it, although he never had was able to get up really into Asia. But now, really, what's so amazing is that the people on the other side, the globalists, really are on the verge of controlling the entire world. That's why America has troops in 130 nations in the world, why we are actually shutting down American army bases, and we have over 700 military bases throughout the world, and nobody ever asked why.
Yep. You're absolutely right, and so this is one of the reasons that it pleases me to be asked to speak from time to time and to be active in the Constitution Party, because I recognize politically that the chances of us taking power or, you know, assuming the mantle of leadership in this country may be pretty slim, but at the same time, we've got to stand up for what we know is right, what we believe is right, and then from there, invite those who do have a grasp of what's right and wrong to stand with us and give them an opportunity to take that stand.
Well, I think that, of course, right now the Constitution Party is doing a great job of trying to educate the people about what's really going on. And certainly a vote for either the Republicans or the Democrats is a vote for the same political party. And we have to get that message out, and we're going to be back in just a moment with Daniel New, right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
astrology circle, which has such ominous tones to you and me.
Well, of course, there may be greater prosperity for some, but it's going to be a lot less prosperity for most, because it's going to destroy the industrial base of our society. It's going to destroy the jobs of so many of our people and lowering our living standards. And if anybody believes what the government says, that there's no inflation, look at the price of corn. Look at the price of wheat. Look at the price of meat and what's happening to meat and poultry and eggs and all of the byproducts, and then tell me there's no inflation.
Sure, and then tell me there's no inflation. Look at the price of money. Right. How many hours now does it take to buy something, to earn the paper to buy what you used to be able to buy in 1960, a gallon of gas for 19.9 cents? You know, now then it's $3 roughly, and it's not that. That oil costs more. Oil is actually cheaper today when measured by gold than it was in 1960. But in terms of paper dollars, it's way, way off the chart. And someone the other day said, I pulled out a $100 bill, and he said, do you have a counterfeit? I said, sorry, I'm out of counterfeits. He says, well, I prefer those. They're worth more. I said, how do you figure that? He said, well, a counterfeit's only worthless, whereas a Federal Reserve note has the whole weight of the national debt behind it. I think I'd rather have the counterfeit. That struck me as a humorous way of expressing it, but this guy understood it.
Well, I'm sure he said that with tongue-in-cheek, but I'm sure
of course he did.
It's a very, very good point. And people must understand that when they tell you there's no inflation, of course, what they've done, they've included the price of food, and they've excluded the price of fuel, gasoline. Well, how can you exclude those things when that's where the prices are going up? But, you know, even if you begin looking at the things we're importing, and I wear imported shirts, you know, they're cheap and well-made, and but they've gone up about 30% here in the last couple of years, and you tell me there's no inflation? I mean, you're either going to have to be incredibly foolish or simply you're not thinking at all. Your people, once they begin to understand that the government lies, that they're lying about everything, and it is all part of this whole globalist program to impoverish the American people and transfer our wealth out there. And once people begin to get hit in the pocketbook at that point, why, they're really going to begin looking around to see what's happening. And we've got to have our people there to give them the answers. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Daniel New, who's Michael New's dad, and we're simply talking about the fact that, well, maybe things are really going to get better once they get a lot worse. Believe me, they are going to get a lot worse, and I just hope and pray they'll get better. Well, now, what are some of the other issues that you think are important as far as the people are concerned? Well, what about down there in Texas, you know? Because what they do is they isolate us. You have the things that you're interested in Texas. We have the things we're interested in California. And the things that go on in Texas, we will never hear about in California and vice versa.
Well, one of the things that certainly got to be pressing to people all across the country, and everyone recognizes it's both national, international, as well as local to my bank account, and that is the level of debt and the level of bondage that goes with that debt. People don't seem to understand that debt is a form of slavery. It's a form of bondage. And the mortgage industry in particular, this is a problem that faces the whole country, and the only party that I know of that proposes a sound gold, silver standard of money is a Constitution Party. So, again, it comes back to we've got to get out of debt, and we've got to base our money upon something that has value. There are other schemes, and there are other ways of looking at it. It could be based upon on commodities or upon the real wealth of the country, but it can never be based upon debt, and that's the way we're based today, and that's why we are becoming sort of hollow and beginning to have. It's one of the reasons I think that the dollar is just going downhill so fast.
I literally think, you know, it's amazing now the dollar is rapidly approaching 80, and once it breaks 80 in relationship to the basket of currencies, I think it's going to be free fall from there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can only keep pushing the stock market up artificially. People have to understand the stock market is being manipulated by the government, just as the price of the commodities are being manipulated by the government. But of course, eventually they get to the point in a global society where they can't do that. And all you need is a few of the countries out there to say, we're not going to play this game any longer. We're going to look after ourselves here in South America.
Yes. Argentina recently paid off the International Monetary Fund, much to the shock of the international bankers.
What was that, Michael? Daniel?
I say Argentina recently paid off the International Monetary Fund, paid off their debt early, a year before they were expected to pay it. In fact, they were not expected to ever pay it. And they just reached deep, and by their own, by basically a very austere policy back home, they managed to pay off the International Monetary Fund debts early and shocked the international bankers. And
well, you know, several other countries in South America paid off their debt.
That's right, Brazil, I think.
And they're saying, we're not going to play your game anymore because debt is a means by which you control us. We don't want your control. We're going to organize our own independent units and get out from underneath the control of the Yankees who are here to take advantage of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragedy is, I believe that's absolutely true. And not
you can't argue
the average American really wants to exploit the people down there, but if you haven't read Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which we carry, or heard my interviews with Mr. John Perkins, who was actually employed by intelligence. We have a four-tape set unique with Perkins. You need to get the four-tape set. You need to get the book. You need to understand why these countries hate America. And of course, then you need to help us help those countries become free and independent and prosperous.
Yes, indeed. And it's interesting. I was in Latin America last year, and I found myself in a position where, you know, people wanted to start off with attacking the United States, and when I would say, look, I'm just a political refugee, they understood completely. They became very sympathetic immediately. I thought it was the best defense, because I'm not about to defend the policy we've had towards Latin America. And Perkins has got a great book. People need to read that.
The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. If you haven't read it, it's well worthwhile. And then
it
the next one is called A Game as Old as Empire. And we have several interviews with the gentleman who actually was the editor of that, as they begin to interview other people who worked in the same capacity as John Perkins. That book is The Game as Old as Empire. Well, Daniel, what would you suggest for our people here in the United States? I mean, what can the average individual listening to this program do as far as helping prepare for what's going to happen next year when we have our elections? And, of course, we're going to have Tweedledum running against Tweedledee, and it's not going to make a better difference whether it's a Democrat or Republican who gets elected. They're both controlled by the same people.
Well, yeah, you put your finger right on it politically. When you own both or all of the horses in the race, it doesn't matter which one of them wins. The people can bet how they want to. Your horse is going to win. And the major candidates, with the exception of Ron Paul and a couple of other minor candidates, are all bought and paid for. It's a waste of time. It's a smokescreen. It keeps people busy, their thoughts busy. And I do encourage people to quit thinking about the national election in that way and educate themselves and their children to, first of all, to get out of debt, and secondly, to educate them through history, through, you know, accurate history, and then to get them involved in doing things that will be meaningful for the restoration of liberty in this country. So that, to me, means being active in something like the Constitution Party or in other endeavors. It doesn't have to be that. But trying to elect local candidates who understand the Constitution, and that may even mean running for office locally where the elections are not controlled, getting involved on a grassroots level, and let's try a little trickle-up theory, because the trickle-down hasn't been working.
Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that, did you hear me? The trickle-down theory has not been working. We need a little trickle-up theory here. And the people, basically, I think that they can be active in local elections and particularly running as independents or Constitution Party where available, and educating their children to the issues of liberty.
Well, I certainly agree with you there. Okay, Well, look, I think that people have to be involved, and I think they've got to become informed. And I think probably the first and most important thing is that people have to learn about America. They have to learn about our form of government, and that's why we certainly work with the Institute of the Constitution, encourage them to learn the fundamentals of what was known about America, our way of life, 100 years ago and is never taught in schools today. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I agree 100%, and that is exactly what I'm saying, is that educating our children, getting out of debt individually, and then insisting that our cities, our counties, and our state get out of debt and live within its means economically, and that will be the best financial basis that we can face the future with, is to, and if you can elect city councilmen and county commissioners and state legislators who understand that grants are nothing more than a drug. They're not free money. That grant money is the equivalent to the body politic that cocaine is to the individual. We need to get off of these drugs known as quote, federal grants and state entitlements.
And any government that can provide whatever you want has got to be able to take whatever you have.
There you go.
And I think that's the first thing we've got to teach people. Hey, it's been great talking to you again. But thank you so very much for being with us, and please keep in touch. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you have worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
We have a 4-tape set on concentration camps. We have a couple of videos on it. We have a concentration camp special. They really are planning on taking away our freedom here in the United States, and we can't allow that to happen. We've got to take a stand, and we've all got to be involved, because once freedom is lost, it will never be regained during our lifetime. So the most important thing we can do is educate people about the spiritual forces behind what's going on. And that's why my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness is so important. That's why my more recent talk, Forbidden Secret, will really help you to put things together. And then, of course, the video, actually these are DVDs, the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, one put out by Joe Schimmel, and that's entitled They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of that. You need to get all of these things, and of course they are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, you probably heard about The Secret. It's something which has been popularized by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jack Canfield, who wrote the Chicken Soup things, and Jim Carrey. And they're telling you that this is the way of the future. This is how you can get whatever you want. Well, what you're really doing is opening yourself up to demonic possession. What they tell you about this being passed down through the ages, the secret that's been passed down through the ages, is absolutely true. But, of course, people do not understand what's happening, and millions of Americans are opening themselves up to demonic possessions because there really is another dimension out there. That's why you need to get our new 4-tape set called The Secret Behind the Secret. That's The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get that. And then, of course, my Forbidden Secret talk. Even though I did not know anything about Rhonda Byrne and her program when I gave the talk, we're talking about the same secret and how it really has been passed down. But, of course, what it does, it will give you great power, but at the cost of your eternal salvation. So these two items, the Forbidden Secret and the DVD, and then the Secret Behind the Secret, which of course is a 4-tape set, you need to get this information. You need to help us get the information out that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. You certainly want to get the 4-tape set, the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. You want to get a 4-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. You want to get our 4-tape set going into the background of the supernatural. And certainly you want to get a book that was written by Joanna Michelson on the beautiful side of evil, because she was a medium. And you need to have this information and then help us communicate it to others. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't begun making your preparations, you know, for the difficult times that lie ahead, and ordered your emergency food supplies, or Berkey water filters, or the buckets, or certainly the tanks, barrels that you need to store water, the pumps, or the wheat grinders, why, do it now. Don't put it off. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet... This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and of course our guest this afternoon hopefully is going to be David Considine. And David has worked as an exorcist. Apparently he has worked in the past with Father Malachi Martin, who I'd had the privilege of meeting and working with. And then David actually has certainly worked within the structure of the Catholic Church, because at least certain portions of the Catholic Church understand this spiritual battle that's going on. Others, I fear, are on the other side, frankly dedicated to the dark side. So you have within the Catholic Church, but also within the Protestant Church and within the Jewish religion, this spiritual battle that's being played out. And of course, remember, the battle is being played out, in the economic field, it's being played out, the educational field is being played out, in the entertainment field, and yet few people are really talking about the extent of this spiritual battle, which really is the common denominator behind everything that is happening. And this is the reason why we were over in the Middle East. We're not there for the oil primarily, although the oil is a benefit. We're not there primarily for Israel, as they would have you believe. We're not there primarily simply to make a lot of money for Halliburton and Carlyle. There are powerful spiritual forces that have drawn us into the Middle East, and I fear are going to be drawing us into an expanded conflict in the Middle East, despite the fact that neither the American people want it, nor the Iranian people, nor the people of the Muslim world. Well, with that as a background, Mr. Considine, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us. And
it's a joy.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? I understand that you knew Malachi Martin.
Yes, I worked with him a few times.
All right, fine. Well, of course, did you work with him when he was involved with exorcism? He really wasn't an exorcist, was he?
No, he was really you could call him a theologian. He held the traditional ways.
All right.
When the new Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council, came about, he was one of those who felt that they went a little too far. He pulled away.
All right, fine. And of course, he wrote a wonderful book, I'm
sure.
The
One Swept House, and many others.
Well, I was thinking of the one, The Hostage of the Devil. That was the first one first time I'd ever heard of Malachi Martin. And sometime we'll tell the story about what happened to my wife when she sat down in the bed in the hotel room over there in Hawaii and started to read that book, because it almost frightened her to death. But and with probably very good reason.
In Hawaii?
Right.
Yes, we just received a case out of Hawaii.
You did? Well,
yes. Once in a while, someone will take one of the stones from the volcanoes. Strange things start happening.
Really?
Once in a while we get some eclectic phone calls.
Well, why don't you tell us how you got started in this?
Well, I actually had an experience when I was very young. I was around 12 years old, behind my parents' house. There was some history about that area that I did not know about at that time. I found out later. I was fishing in one particular night. It was actually coming to nightfall.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind just holding the mouthpiece on the telephone just a little further away, come through more clearly. Go ahead.
Coming through a little strong. I was around 12 years old. I was fishing one particular night, and I was just finishing up, and I wanted to go back home. Off to my left-hand side, I saw something black come across the ground. And as it came up to me, it came in maybe about 5 or 6 feet away from me. It rose up like a pillar and scared me. I didn't know what this was, and I ran from there.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with David Considine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, And I've read about David on the Internet, asked him to come on and be our guest. David actually has worked in the past with Father Malachi Martin, who had written the book, one of the first books to introduce me to the other dimension, a book we first read, I think, about 1980, called The Hostage is the Devil. And it was the story of five exorcisms, which had been certified and documented by the Catholic Church. And it was my first inkling that there was another spiritual dimension. Of course, as a Christian, I knew that there was something else out there, but I didn't understand how real and tangible it was. And of course, that's led me on a fascinating odyssey over the next 27 years to where we are today. But of course, David Considine had known Father Martin, and he himself had had an experience when he was very young. Why don't you start to tell that story again and repeat it, because now we have some new listeners.
Sure. I was around the age of, it was around the age of 12. It was some land, you could say, behind my parents, where my parents lived. And there was a river down there, and I was fishing one particular night. Now, down in that area, I did not know what the history was. I found out later. But the history was that there was a lot of parties, there was a lot of debauchery that went on. They would do things that I don't think we would approve of. And a man had committed suicide also in the same area. Well, without that knowledge, I was down there fishing. And something had approached me from my left side. And this was an image. The only way I can describe it to you is it was black, almost like a cloth coming across the ground. And it rose up into a pillow-type shape about 5 or 6 feet away from me. At this point in time, I was very, very scared. And I ran out of there like any child would. And I felt invaded. I felt as, you know, I had gone down there to enjoy myself, and at that age, I didn't know what it was, of course, and I just felt as though this it was really a monster, and it wanted to hurt me. I felt that it wanted to hurt me or do something to me, but it intrigued me at the same time. And from that day forward, I studied every book that I could find. I was probably looked down upon by the librarians at the local school there, picking out books about ghosts and witches and demonology and whatever else I can lay my hands on. Later on in years, I had heard about Ed and Lorraine Warren. I had attended one of their lectures. I talked my parents into going. My father was a little apprehensive about going. And after going through the lecture, which is a wonderful lecture always from them, I learned a lot. I went up to Ed and I said, I want to do what you do. And he kind of laughed at me and said, come back and see me sometime. And when I was around 17 years old, I did. And I started working with them from time to time and then increased over the years. And I met various individuals like Bishop Robert McKenna, Malachi Martin, all these individuals.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead.
Okay. Am I back? Now, in meeting these individuals, you become involved with their work also. So I learned the field work is really where you learn in this subject, in religious demonology and exorcism. You can learn from books, but just being there and experiencing it for yourself and experiencing it with individuals that are already learned, it's very important. It's a very dangerous subject. You have a lot of individuals out there that go in it haphazardly. And this is not to say that anyone is going into it and putting themselves in jeopardy on purpose. It's just that they may not know what could be there. There are certain places that have a history to them. It may draw these demonic type entities, and they can latch on to you. You could be at a state in your life where you're weakened, and they can move in. They can follow you home. You can move into a home that may have a history, and maybe the family is in some type of disruption. Some quarrel is going on. There's this emotional upheaval. It starts to work its way in. You know? So in any case, you just have to be careful. But I learned from these individuals, and I learned how to protect myself. And also, I must add that my parents and my grandmother, God rest her soul, she prayed for me. I learned, you know, from my parents also, you know, how to with this. Oh, I don't know what that is. This sound coming through. I'm sorry about that. I learned from them also how to protect myself. And in that, I started to work with this over the years, becoming involved with cases. And then after a while, I started to be more so inclined in starting my own group. So I started Phantasm in 1994. And this was designed to help individuals, looking at this on a research level, but also bringing in the proper authorities where we need help for these individuals, be it that it's an individual or a family.
All right, fine. Well, of course, how prevalent is this demonic possession how prevalent are these hauntings as you describe them?
I would say on average, with the cases that we have coming in, on average we're receiving probably between 5 and 6 cases that are for real, be it that it's demonic infestation or a possible case of possession, oppression, or obsession, you know, at any one of the 3 stages. And the 3 stages are basically the intercession of the demonic in the person's life. It's the stage where it starts off where the person, well, for example, they'll start off with a Ouija board, and they think they're contacting something that it's appearing as a young boy. Maybe the girl is, we'll just say a female, is contacting something through a Ouija board or something. That'll start off, and it'll entice them to further this, and this is the obsession. And the stage of oppression is where it's starting to impede on the person's life. It's changed at this point in time. And the full possession is when the person is under total control of this entity. And the prevalency, I mean, really it's hard to say, but I would say 80% of our cases that come in are real, I would say.
Now, of course, do you do this full-time, or do you have another occupation?
Full-time.
Are you able to make a living doing this?
I lecture.
You lecture, okay. And so basically then you are available for lectures, and people have you come in and you explain to this. A lot of people are skeptical about this because, you know, sometimes when I tell people that there is another dimension out there, that there really are these beings from the other dimension, they sort of look at you with this sort of blank stare as if to say, what planet did you come from? Next thing you have to tell me, is it UFOs are real? And I have to say, well, Yep. Now they are, but they're part and parcel of the same situation.
Oh, they sure are. That's the satanic delusion. What better way to come into our world and present themselves and to be accepted? Now, if you accept them, if we'll say, for example, there are those that believe that these quote-unquote aliens seeded the Earth, and that's how we came to be. Now, if you put all of your stock in that, you've pulled yourself completely away from God. You've separated yourself. Be it whatever religious background you come from, you cannot gain that protection because you've pulled yourself away. And it doesn't matter what religious background you are. Once you've lost that faith, there's no protection.
And I think the difficulty is that so many of our young people today are victims of their education that has destroyed their faith in God. They've been taught evolution is real, that we all evolved from a lower form of life, from a little slime in a pond, and somehow that became the human beings. It takes a lot of faith to believe that. But that if you don't believe in the Bible, how can you possibly believe that there is another spiritual dimension to life? And if you don't understand that, you can't understand anything going on today.
Well, the human usually falls into circular reasoning. You know, even as you describe with evolution, we ask the question, well, how do you date the fossils? We date it by the geological column. Well, how do you date the different levels of the geological column? By the fossils. So it's circular reasoning. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, sometimes I think we live in a world gone mad, otherwise I'm absolutely certain we do, but be that as it may, we have to deal with the reality that so many people will watch a television program like The Medium, and they will accept that this is real, that there's these very nice, attractive blonde lady who has these dreams and can get this information for her dreams and help the DA get the bad guys, but when we begin to explain that this, of course, occurs at every level of life, well, they really can't carry it over from television to the reality, and yet the television program is based on a true life story of a woman named Alison DeBoer.
Yes. And these individuals, from time to time, there are these individuals that are, for whatever reason, they're given this knowledge. There was a gentleman, David Booth, and for 10 days, prior to a crash that happened back in the 70s, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, he had dreams for 10 days prior to this crash, and he had contacted the airport and described to them what he saw. And unfortunately, when that dream ended on that 10th day, the crash did happen, unfortunately. But no one knew which plane it was going to be. But I do believe that at certain times people do receive this knowledge, but you have to be very careful where it's coming from. You know, even in using a Ouija board or any type of divination, you know, as we're probably going to go into in this program, you have to be very careful where that information is coming from. It's like flipping through a phone book, and you just shove your hand in those pages, and you're dialing the first number you come to. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who you're receiving this information from. I've had cases where family members appeared to someone in a home. It was not the family member. Not to say that that happens all the time. It may be a family member. But in most cases, I would have to say, being fair in it, usually in that case, when the person sees their family member, they desire to see them again. Sometimes it may happen once. Very rarely is it ever going to happen twice. If it does come back, be very wary. Be very cautious.
Well, don't you really think that most of these are demonic manifestations? After all, we're told in the scriptures, it's given but once to die, and then the judgment. So aren't most of these manifestations, post-death manifestations, really demonic spirits?
Yes.
Posing, you know, as a family member?
Yes. I had been involved with the case. I don't want this to be too long for you, but the case involved a young girl that had passed away from cancer. Her father had, on the night she died, he bought a balloon. Now, the balloon obviously never made it to the young girl. He never made it to the hospital room on time. So the young girl's balloon that she was to receive was put into her room. During the interview with this family, because different things were happening in this house, just to make a long story short, during the interview, as we were sitting at the table, this balloon residing in the upper part of the house, it was one of those chromium balloons that says happy birthday, different things on it. I don't remember exactly what it said on it. But this balloon, on video, floats from that room, down the hallway, down the stairs, through the living room, into the area where we were, and had come to rest between the mother and father.
Well, of course, this is not something that the average person really wants to get involved with. If you don't have, you know, certainly God's protection, you're dealing with these things, you too can become possessed if you don't have a circle of people praying for you. I mean, you are in the front lines of a terrible, battle against evil forces that even many, many Catholic priests have succumbed to. Mm-hmm. And certainly, I know Protestant ministers who have gotten into this, and they themselves have become demonically possessed.
I've met individuals from multi-denominations that were very, very pious and very good at what they've done. But I've noticed that they don't remain for very long. I've been doing this for about 20 years, but it's not that direct contact. If the case is at that level, I bring it directly to the proper authorities. I know where my boundaries are. I work under the authority of Bishop Robert McKenna, but I know where my boundaries are. That's a security in my life and in my line of work. I know how far to go.
All right, fine. You're going to have to tell me who the bishop is. Where is his diocese?
He is in Stepney, Connecticut.
All right,
actually, it's in Monroe, but it's actually Stepney, Connecticut. And he's at Our Lady of the Rosary Chapel. If the show's earlier, actually like yours is, you may be able to get him on. I could probably help you to arrange that.
All right, fine. So basically, because you're working under the authority of the Catholic Church, and how do you know when you better back off? What's your first clue that this is really going to be beyond your ability?
Well, it really would be in the testing of the individual. And what I mean by this is that there are certain things that I would rather not go into because I don't want someone to do this.
All right, fine. Well, then it's all right. You don't have to give us anything that would be too sensitive.
When they start exhibiting enormous amounts of strength, if they start speaking in languages that they could not possibly know, once I have those signs, once I realize for a fact that this person is definitely under the control of something, be it whatever it may be, that's when I pass it on.
And I think really one of the most amazing things I know when I first began studying this realization that these people would suddenly be able to speak Chinese or these are illiterate people, something, or they'd speak Russian or in an entirely foreign language that they had never heard of. And when you hear that, you realize this is a frank possession, isn't it?
Well, they're speaking ancient Aramaic.
Ancient Aramaic.
Not too many individuals know how to speak that.
All right, fine. And so, basically, these demons are pretty smart. This is not imaginary, it's real.
That's right.
And it would even, of course, would not be significant, and thus, except it permeates every aspect of our society, even some of the key people at every level of our government today. Well, our guest is David Considine. David, go ahead and pick up this story there. And of course,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Did not have this knowledge, but the woman prior who owned the home, her daughter was practicing Satanism. When the woman that we were in contact with talked to her neighbor, she found out the history. She found out about the person that owned the house prior and her problem with the daughter, because she would go to the local neighbors and say that there was things moving around her house while her daughter was doing this in her room. They ended up moving out at one point in time, and the house was unoccupied for 2 years. The woman we worked with bought the house. Now, like I said, I mentioned before, she had a daughter and a son. She had met a very, very nice young gentleman. They had moved into the home. And after residing in the home for a few months, the daughter, sleeping in her room one particular night, had this vision of a young girl dressed in a 1950s type outfit. This woman would stand next to her, this girl would stand next to her bed, near the doorway. Her bed was very close to the door. her eyes would bulge, and she would say certain things to her to scare her. Her eyes would start bulging, as I said, and she would get over the top of her, and she would breathe this putrid air into her face. This is just causing fear. This is to get the person so they feel uncomfortable. Of course, anyone's going to feel uncomfortable at this point in time, but this was the beginning. Now, the daughter was very frightened about this. She traded rooms with her brother, kind of humorous, actually. The brother started to have things happen to him. Now, he was 8 years old. What he perceived was not what the sister perceived. He perceived two individuals, two small dwarf-like individuals that would walk out of his closet. They had pails of paint. They were trying to entice him because he liked to finger paint. They know how you tick. When you deal with the demonic, they know us better than we know ourselves. In this instance, they were presenting themselves to the child as something pleasurable. But after a period of time, they frightened him. It would keep him up at night. When I met this young boy, when we first initially got there, he had bags under his eyes like a little old man. He was not sleeping at night. But I must add also that it progressed through the family. The mother had experienced blood coming from the walls. Almost horror movie type stuff. But these effects are produced to create a sense of unrest, uneasiness, fear. Now she's locked into this house. She spent all of her money on this house. It knows you can't leave. So now it starts to increase this attack. After a while, she's getting attacked where she's being held down by her throat and in the bed, restrained. She's feeling these hands on her. These different family members are going through this, but they're not experiencing the same thing. It got to a point where they just could not take it anymore.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, something like that would happen, it would frighten anybody to death.
I have a woman right now in Massachusetts. Her cheekbone is crushed in. Matter of fact, we were to do an interview with her the other night, and we could not because she was thrown down a flight of stairs.
So sometimes, of course, these demons can become really, very, really very, very violent.
Oh, yes, but let me say this about this to finish up that case. The mother had contacted us. To this day, we don't know how she had gotten a hold of us because at that point in time, we weren't as well known as we are now with doing the TV shows and whatnot. And that's why we do them, because if we didn't, no one would know that we were there. So we do them. We try to do them the proper way. And Discovery Channel, New Dominion Pictures, they really do a great job. The producer at New Dominion Pictures is a great man. He's very spiritualistic. He's very, very devout to his work. So we appreciate that. He's a great man. But back to the case again, once again. The mother had contacted us. She had prayed to Padre Pio. She had made this initial contact through the email. We had set up an interview with her, and she explained what was occurring. Now, this is when we had started doing the research and found out what happened on the property. Of course, we did not tell her about that because it would just frighten her more. But we kept this in the back of our mind, and we knew what we were dealing with. We were dealing with a demonic infestation. We knew we needed to get there. Now, in that time, we had to arrange equipment to be sent out. We had arranged with her, the woman in California, to have this equipment shipped to her. So it was this process, all these things coming together. We finally had gotten there. We spent the night there. We spent actually a week, but the first night we spent there was quite extraordinary. I was in the bathroom area, and I had a towel rack that actually had it was screwed into the wall. It actually came out of the wall and hit me in the head. Also, at one point in time, I was laying on the floor while observing the monitors, and a large fist, like, I can't describe it really to you like a hammer or a fist, but it was a large boom next to my head. At that point in time, within that split second, I was raised up, without bending my knees, was raised up from the floor, levitated to my feet. I don't know if this was angelic to gain my attention so I was able to defend myself in some way, or was it the power of the demon in the home. I don't know to this day. But it was quite frightening just on that first night. And we had spent a week in this home. Within 5 to 6 days, we were thoroughly convinced that there was something going on in the home, obviously. So I had the permission from Bishop McKenna, and I had brought the proper articles with me, the holy incense and the rite of the minor form of exorcism, and I had the permission from Bishop McKenna. This was initiated. We had gone through the whole house. The wife, the mother, I should say, had saw the black entity pass through the wall as we were walking through the home.
Hold on, we'll be right back here.
Sure.
Well, David, go right ahead with the story there.
The mother had seen this black form pass through the wall, and it was heading towards the outside of the house. It was the corner of the house, the back part of the house. Now, we had moved from the inside of the house out to an old work shed. We had entered into the work shed, and there was a light on inside of the work shed. When we entered in, all of the lights went out. It was a popping sound, and all the lights went out. I threw holy water into the shack, and I was continuing with... I'm sorry about that noise. It keeps coming through the phone.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I had thrown the holy water in, and the lights had come back on. I could... fumigation. Now, after this period of time, everything had settled back down, but not after the walls. And when I say the walls shook inside of the shack, it was, I thought there was an earthquake just under that little shack. It was that bad. I mean, the reverberations knocked everything off the shelves. The lights still stayed on, remained on, but everything in that room just shook with just this. It was just as though there was an earthquake. It's the only way I can describe it to you. But then it ended. It just stopped immediately as it started. And that was the end. They tell it a little bit better.
And did they decide just to leave you alone?
Yes, well, they were cast away from there through the authority of Bishop Robert McCann.
Otherwise,
it's an extension
of
him.
All right, then, that you were able actually to invoke the name of the Lord and to actually...
through the minor form of exorcism.
All right, fine. And, of course, I mean, really, we can't do anything on our own. There's no way that I or you or anybody else can be affected, but calling upon the name of the Lord, which is an amazing, truly miraculous thing. Mm-hmm. Many times these demons believe. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And there is a process in this also. I also fast. I had fasted for 9 days prior to this. I should add that. So you're at a state where you're physically incapacitated, but on a spiritual level, you're very, very close to God. You're giving up. And when you fast, it's that you're giving up for that family, for that particular reason. There's in everything that you do in this, it has to be for that family, for this cause. So you're not giving anything up for yourself. You're giving it up for the family. So when I do not partake of certain things, like food, I eat certain light foods, salad, things of this nature. So it's a light fasting, but it goes on for about 9 days. But you're giving it up, and you're saying your rosary, you're attending mass, confession, you're purging yourself. You're becoming ready. You're putting on that spiritual armor. And I also suggest to people they can do the same thing. And the way that they can do this is use the St. Michael prayer.
All right, hold right there. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, David Constantine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and David was simply describing this amazing experience it had. Was that the one that they actually covered in the Discovery Channel?
That is correct.
And, of course, eventually, of course, the conflict with the demon, the levitation, it's an amazing story. If you'd like to get the complete tape, it is available. And eventually, of course, after praying and, of course, calling upon the demon under the authority of Jesus Christ to actually depart, why the demon did go. And was that the end of it as far as that area was concerned?
That is correct. There were some initial effects afterwards, but that's to be expected. Usually within a week, everything. The only way I could describe it to you is as though you filled a glass full of smoke and you waved your hand over the top of it. You're just wafting out smoke and just waiting for it to go away. It has to lift. And after a few days to a week, it's gone. It's usually the family's a little unsure at that point in time, so it's kind of hard to tell what is still there, what is still remaining. It takes just a little while, but usually after a few days to a week, it's okay.
Well, because you work completely under the authority of your bishop.
Yes.
Well, are there similar stories of this sort that they have Discovery Channel cover other ones or just this one?
Ooh, sure. Also the Diabolical. Also Hell House. These were all other cases I was involved with.
Well, why don't you tell us about the Diabolical or about Hell House?
The Diabolical involved a case in Newburgh, New York. This was in the Hudson Valley of New York. Have you ever been in that area?
No, I haven't. I know that's a question that was very important as far as the original fluoride studies was concerned, but
yes.
Go right ahead.
This area has a long history. It's very, very old. Now, this particular case involved a young mother. She was recently divorced. And she had quite a few children. One of her children was microcephalic. And this means that the child's head is not quite developed as it would be at different ages. It's a little smaller. You usually don't pick up on this you don't really see it until later on in life. Around the age of 12, 13, they start really forming as an adult. The head will slope, but you'll mild retardation. I'm sure you could explain it a lot better than I could. But this child in this home that this mother had acquired was in contact with this particular spirit. Now, this spirit obviously was residing in this home, had been there for whatever reason. We did not find out really the reason why this spirit was attached to this home, but we know that it was using this child, who did not know what right and wrong was. So the child could not become possessed, and I want people to understand that when they're watching that. It wasn't the child was possessed, because you have to know right and wrong to be possessed. It has to be a willingful act. You have to let it into your life. But barring all that, this child was a gateway, and the whole family was being affected. This entity started to react upon the mother, and after a period of time, she became very distraught, but she wanted to keep her life as normal as possible. She had met a man along the way and became friends with him. He had come over to the home, and they liked each other, and the relationship was building at this point in time. He found himself to be slightly gifted psychically. I don't know how much so, but he had said that he felt something in the home. He suggested to her that they use a Ouija board. Now, they had used the Ouija board on one particular occasion. This was on the same night, but they used it twice. The first time that they used the Ouija board, two names, AJ, and there was another name, for the life of me, I can't think of it at the moment. One of the names was AJ, and it came through the first time, and they only had gotten the names. On the second attempt with the Ouija board, all they had gained were blasphemy, foul words, everything that was foul came through that board, and they just were very, very frightened at this point in time. They had some physical effects that happened in that room at that particular time. They were very, very frightened. The husband, the boyfriend, I should say, at that time, had taken the Ouija board and went outside and burned the Ouija board. One thing I have to say to your audience, if you do use a Ouija board, don't be embarrassed to contact somebody who knows what they're doing and the proper disposal of this. This man burned this Ouija board. This does nothing. All it does is just burn the physical object. The gateway is still open. When he burned that Ouija board, he let loose what they had contacted fully. This just gained a stronghold in their life quicker than it ever would. It just expedited this. Now, the effects that they had were horrible, absolutely horrible. They'd be laying in bed, and a man with slick back black hair and a mustache would appear upside down at where the bedroom entry point was, upside down in the doorway. His head would come upside down, like I'm describing to you, and would be looking into the room and looking back and forth and frightening them. At one point in time, one of the children saw a face come through the wall, and it's presented as the wall stretching in the film, but really it just came through the wall. Physical matter doesn't mean anything to these things. So it just came through the wall. It would frighten these children. It would appear in the windows. Now, as this went on, they wanted to find out, how can we, help ourselves? So they contacted a group. They had this one person come in. This person was gifted. They had come down and actually into contact with them before the person actually came down. The person suggested to them that they put white powder on the floor because they were getting all these different effects. And they wanted this person suggested to them, well, if you put white powder on the floor, it's possible that you might be able to pick up footprints or something of this nature. So they did do this. Now, the woman had come down, and when she did finally come down to meet them physically, they showed her what was written on the floor, and it had said Lilith. Now, they didn't know what that meant. They asked her, do you know what this means? And she said to them, I do, I think I do. She says, you don't know anybody named Lilith, right? And they had said to her, no. She said, I can't involve myself with this case. And she walked up the stairs, as you see in the movie. They said, why? Why can't you help us? That's my daughter's name. Now, we see the demonic already interceding. It's cutting down their help. Now, the first help that they had contacted, it just wiped it clean. There's no help there. So now they contacted somebody else after that. That group came in and became very, very frightened also from the effects in the home. That help went away, too. Now they're feeling a sense of dread and doom. Where are they going to go? fortunately for them, the group, the second group that had come in, didn't leave them fully. They knew me. And they had called me and said that this was a little bit over their heads, and if I wouldn't mind coming down and talking to them. I became involved with the case in April of 1999 after a phone call from, well, I was obviously talking with the other group, but I also had received a phone call from the family, from the mother and the boyfriend. At that time, they're married now. That's why I'm getting confused, because they are married now. But I had gone to the house. We had talked to them. We interviewed them. We set up our equipment. During that time, we had one of our investigators, during the investigation, thrown down a flight of stairs. Now, that wasn't the only thing that happened in that. It's presented in that show is that we had one of our investigators who had looked up, and when they present it in the movie, and I'm trying to go through the movie because I know people saw that. So he's looking up, and he saw what they saw in their doorway. That man with the slick back black hair and that mustache. It presented itself to one of my investigators the same way. He described this to us. He was very, very frightened at this time because it was just unexpected. It wasn't too long after we had gotten to the house. When you go into a case and you're already seeing these effects, it affects you. And I don't mean to sound, I don't mean to be repetitious here, but it's, when you go to a case, you're saying to yourself, well, we're going to do an interview, we're going to do an investigation, we're going to find out what's going on here. You're not expecting to have stuff happen right off the bat. That doesn't always happen that way, but when it does, you just know, obviously there's something bad happening here and you need to get help to these people. So, after we had initially done this, after the fall of one of my researchers, and also what my other researcher had seen himself, I had come to the conclusion that this family, even at that time, they needed help. So in that, we needed to find out what was the entry point. And at this point in time, we didn't know really which way to go. So we had brought somebody in. I had an idea of where it was coming through, because the initial contact with the daughter, and as the interviews went on, we had found out that she described these multiple, in her way, she was able to verbalize very, very slightly. It wasn't something where she was able to talk to you and conjugate sentences and whatnot, but she was able to point at certain things. What we found out was that it was appearing to her as Chucky. This was a cartoon. It was a Rugrats cartoon, and she would watch this with the brothers and sisters. And we had gotten some books, and we tried to see if we can find out what it was appearing like, and we basically honed it down to it was appearing as this Rugrats character. It was very enticing to her, and she was the entry point. And this was definitely something that was locked in after we brought in someone who's psychically gifted. Someone who, actually, I shouldn't say psychically gifted. Someone who has the gift of spiritual discernment. And we did find out that she was the entry point. I didn't really want to take too much time with this because it was children involved. And any time you have a case where there's children involved, you try to expedite it as quick, you try to go as quick as possible. So I had spoken with Bishop Robert McKenna, and we set up a date for the exorcism to occur, and it was the exorcism of the home, and to shut down this gateway, this way in. So we had done that, and it was quite extraordinary. During the exorcism, there were three loud booms that were heard that came from the lower part of this house during the exorcism, and it was heard by Bishop Robert McKenna. But we were able to help that family. It's presented at the end that it leaves you a little bit in question if it's still there, but it is gone. That was just Hollywood giving you a little fright.
Well, of course, there are two or three responses to these stories. One would be total disbelief. It's just not true. The second would be, of course, gee, that sounds really exciting. I'd like to be able to do something about that. But this is not something that most people should be dabbling in, is it? What would be your advice to people who are intrigued by what you're saying, and yet, of course, I certainly would never even consider getting involved in something of this sort. I think you have to have a special gift or training or selection by our Lord to do this sort of work you're doing. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, let me say this. If you are ever inclined to witness an exorcism, you let me know. I would be glad to have you.
All right, fine. Well, but for the average individual out there, for the average individual who hears this story and they're sort of intrigued by it, and yet, of course, this would be a terrifying experience, wouldn't it?
I would say, do anything else but this.
Looking back on your life, are you
it totally takes over your life.
I know it does. But are you glad that you're doing what you're doing, or do you feel that you've been called to do it and that's why you do it?
I think that I have a small part in the grand scheme of things, and I think that I was called to do this. I believe that my family, being that they were very, very devout in their faith, I think that that helped me. But I think ultimately I have to say that I was drawn to it, and I was given this grace.
And, of course, you mentioned about the Ouija board. A lot of people think that's just, you know, that's a game. Mm. But it isn't a game, is it?
No. There's a very good book. It's called Ouija Board, the Most the Most Dangerous Game. That's what it's called. I couldn't think of the name for a second. You can still get it. It's in Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And, of course, with the Ouija board, you can actually begin to access these demonic spirits. But
yes,
that's the last thing that you want to do, because... of course, this could be the entry point for that into your life or into your home, can't it?
Sure, sure. And it's not really the Ouija board per se. It's not that these things are evil per se. It's your willingful acceptance of this unknown force into your life. Why not just use your own God-given common sense?
Well, I think, you know, increasingly... people are looking for excitement there, but
yeah,
they don't understand that this is a deadly reality, and I really believe it, Chris. There really are demonic spirits out there that are in search of the souls of men. And, of course, you open yourself, they're there to take over. Would that be a fair statement?
They are jealous of you, and they want you dead. They want you dead physically, and they want you dead spiritually.
And, of course, really, if they can destroy your faith, and, you know, I really believe that these demonic spirits are, you know, one reason why so many ministers get into problems, that these demonic spirits really will target ministers, and they'll target Catholic priests, and,
mm-hmm.
and of course, anybody who really, you know, is there working for God. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. And may I add something now that I'm thinking of it?
Go right ahead.
I want to warn individuals out there that if they don't have to come to us, but if they go to anyone for help, be very, very careful if they're charging for their services. Now, I'm not talking about donations. Donations are good. They keep things going. But if they charge you, be very, very careful.
All right. Now, what about a website? Do you have a website or something by which people can get in touch with you?
Yes, I do. My website is www.phantasmpsiresearch.com, and that's phantasmpsiresearch.com.
All right, fine. And of course, what is? Why did you call it phantasm?
Phantasm. These are felt in the Latin and also in the English that it stands for the spiritual. People can lock on to that. And psi obviously is the unknown. And research, well, that's what we...
And, of course, have you done any scientific studies on this, or is this mostly simply a spiritual approach to these truly demonic spirits, which can actually haunt houses and certainly haunt individuals?
Oh, yes, yes. We use quite a bit of equipment. Infrared, we use ultraviolet, we use line analyzers to be able to see what the frequency is in maybe a voice or a sound. We have come to the conclusion that these ethereal sounds, if they are below 300 hertz, we're looking at something that cannot be produced by the human vocal cords. We also look for trickery. Sometimes you may have someone call you up, and you're going to a particular house, and maybe they want to write a book, or you know, maybe they want to just be somebody. Maybe they're, you know, for whatever reason. So we have to be very careful.
And of course, what you're really saying is they're trying to deceive you and try to make you appear to be foolish.
That's correct.
Well, of course, you know, there are a lot of people out there who say this thing really doesn't exist. What do you say to the people who say, I don't believe this could be true?
I hope they never do find out.
Well, of course, I think it's important people understand there is a spiritual dimension. It's not imaginary. It is really the place where so much of the battle for the survival of Western civilization is being fought. And it's a battle for the souls of men. And do some people actually give in to these demons? And
yes, they do. They become perfectly possessed, as my teacher, Malachi Martin, would say.
And I certainly miss Malachi. We've had a lot of wonderful conversations with him. And do you have any recorded conversations?
Oh, yeah, well, yes. I don't have them right now, but if we would do a show at a later time, I could have something prepared.
All right, fine. Well, we would certainly do that. You hang on here.
Sure.
And I guess, of course, it's been David Considine. And, of course, he has actually a ministry, Fantasia.
Phantasm.
Research.com. Is that right?
It's www.phantasmpsiresearch.com.
Okay, there we are.
Kind of hard to say, I know.
And what if you need it? We'll be glad to get it for you. Well, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Are you doing a lot of radio at present?
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate. Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But certainly David is a fascinating guest, and the message he has is fascinating. And, of course, as we were talking, you know, he was just saying he doesn't have a lot of book learning. He hasn't been to a major university like Oxford or Cambridge or other places like that. And I commented, maybe you're a lot better off, because sometimes too much education can destroy your faith. And what we need is a personal faith, not built upon book learning, but upon the realization that there really is God, there really is a spiritual battle, and you have to know which side of that battle you're on. So I hope you enjoyed our interview with David Considine, and then, of course, we We do have a number of four tape sets that touch on this. Certainly we have the four tape set on the supernatural, interviews with a gentleman on Aleister Crowley, and certainly with Joanna Michelson. That's the four tape set on the supernatural. We have a four tape set on Satanism and deliverance. We carry, of course, the books Satanic Crimes. We carry the book Programmed to Kill. And, of course, many of these people are victims of satanic ritual abuse and, of course, have been programmed to carry out some of the most heinous crimes you can imagine. Now, the reason we carry these things is because we want you to understand that there really is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're not just talking about haunted houses. We're talking about people at the highest levels of government who will create wars and send our boys off to fight and bleed and suffer and die in wars that they're never to be allowed to win. We talk about the mass murders as they had, certainly in Russia, where between 40 and 60 million people were murdered by Satanists and by a satanic movement. Of course, not everybody involved was a Satanist, but certainly Marx was involved and Lenin was deeply involved in the occult. All of these people at the top are involved in the occult, and this is why they do what they do, because they're energized by evil. And, of course, if you'd like to get into the background of Marx, we carry a book called Marx and Satanism, or Satanism and Marx. And then, of course, you want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get my talk on Forbidden Secret. And these things will all help you to recognize what's going on. We've put together a great four-tape set on The Secret, which is being pushed by Rhonda Burns. Millions of copies of a DVD and book are out there. You can buy the book at Costco, and it's introduced literally tens of millions of Americans to Frank Introduction to Demonism, A1 Introduction. You need to understand what it's about, and you need to understand how to counter it, and the four-tape set we have is The Secret Behind the Secret. And then, of course, you'll want to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. These things will all help you better to understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in today. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day, directly or indirectly. You, of course, can go to Global Star at www.globalstar. Go to Channel 4, and you can listen to programs 9 hours a day. You won't get much done, but at least you'll begin to get a glimpse of the true nature of the battle that we're being drawn into increasingly and what lies ahead for America. And, of course, things are going to get a lot worse, and as we've said many times, that is the best thing in the world, because unless things get bad, the average American is not going to be concerned. And as things do get worse, then you're going to have to learn how to be there, how to begin to get people educated. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. So please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Focus on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. Speaking from a conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says there's a simple reason why she didn't meet her Iranian counterpart at the meeting.
The opportunity simply didn't arise for the foreign minister of Iran and me to, as I said, I would have taken that opportunity. The opportunity didn't arise.
Correspondent Tom Wagner reports the U.S. has sustained more casualties in Iraq today.
U.S. military announced today that an American soldier was killed and two were wounded when their patrol was hit by a roadside bomb south of Baghdad. Since the start of the Iraq war, at least 3,357 members